بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه، بارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم بعد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم زدني علما. Beloved, respected listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So last week I taught you a dua, and I told you when the muadhin, when you hear the adhan, you should also say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah wa anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu wa dhitu billahi rabbah wa bi muhammadin rasula وبل الاسلام دينا صلى الله عليه وسلم غفر له ما تقدم. Past sins will be forgiven. Imam Muslim has narrated. Last week when I read the narration from this book here, Kitab al-Arba'in fil Adhan, 40 hadiths concerning the Adhan, by my beloved relative and teacher Mufti Shabbir, who is the great Mufti Azam of Great Britannia in the 80s, and our ustaz who we studied Jami al-Tirmidhi with, and many other books from the Arbi Awwal, Qasas al-Nabiyyin, etc., grammar. So my ustaz's book, and this is his ta'lif for it. So in there, the hadith is الثاني أن يقول. So there's باب الاستماع للأذان والذكر في أثناءه والدعاء, chapter on listening of the adhan and the dhikr, the remembrance and the dua in whilst listening to the adhan or before or after the adhan. So there's a difference of opinion when, before, thing. But as the hadith, hina yasma, when you hear the muadhin, that's the wording. So when you hear the hasani an yakula wa ana ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna muhammadar rasulullah raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam dina wa bi muhammadir rasula wa akhbara an man qala dhalika ghufira lahu dhanbuhu. So second is that a person should say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna muhammad rasulullah. Now this narration, I haven't asked the takhrij. I'll probably think his son Yusuf, Mufti Yusuf, that where's the takhrij of this hadith, because the hadith, because see, a benefit of acting upon your knowledge is that you can exactly understand, and you can exactly, you can even pick up. I'm nowhere near a muhaddith, nowhere near. Not, I've even got like equal to their shoes. I've got nothing in hadith. Alhamdulillah, I've studied the sitta. All day and night I study hadith, hadith and Quran. That's what I do. If you see back there too, you see books of hadith, Muslim, Imam Abu Hanifa. But even then, I haven't even got a molecule of hadith. You know, if a person thinks he's a muhaddith, he's alhamdulillah, the benefit of acting upon knowledge. Once in Hisn al-Hasin, a dua, a person who reads this, alhamdulillah alladhi kasani hadha wa razaqnihi min ghayri hawli minni wala quwwa. The hadith came, and right now in the English print, because the printing was, because the next page it said Rawal Bukhari. I said, find this in Bukhari. And then I said to even people who teach hadith in madrasas, find this in Bukhari. Because I knew the hadith was not in Bukhari. So actually some said that, I didn't say that, find this, I said that, where's this in Bukhari? That maybe the person, so even people who teach hadith could not say it's not in Bukhari. And I said it's not in Bukhari. I don't know the Bukhari for heart. I'm telling you, I don't even know, not even 0% of it. Because if you look at 7,000 hadith, how much do you know? You don't know nothing. But alhamdulillah, I said it's not in Bukhari. I go, this is in Tirmidhi. And it came out that it's not in Bukhari. Alhamdulillah. Why? Because alhamdulillah, when I wear clothes, so sometimes majority times I read the dua, alhamdulillah alladhi kassani hadha wa razaqani min ghayri hawli minni wala quwwati illa billah. Since I learned the hadith, so I know where the hadith is too, alhamdulillah. I didn't even know. So I, when I read this in Riyazu Salihin, because we read this hadith, man hina yasma al-muadhin, when you hear the muadhin, you say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la wa anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu raditu billahi rabba wa bi muhammadin rasula wa bi islam deena. Then ghufira lahu. So that's there. It's not one ashhad is not there, but this could be a different narration. Another thing is wahdahu la sharika lahu is in that narration. Like I told you, the one after wadu is ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Like this one in adhan, But wa ashhadu anna, testifying in shahadat again after wudu, futihat abwab al-thamaniya. So if you have the hadith, and that's in Imam Muslim, this is Imam Muslim, person exactly knows. Actually, I'll tell you a story about this. You know, sometimes people think they have a little bit of knowledge. Once, about 10-15 years ago, in the little musalla that we were doing ta'aleem, once, so when I used to go to Richmond Hill at my parents' house, that time my dad was healthy, and they had a musalla where Maulana Nadeem, Maulana Samir's brother, was an imam for many years too, right? And then after that, they had a Shafi imam for many years, Maulana thing, and there was the Hanafi imam in the Shafi masjid. My father, they had a kept a Shafi imam, mashallah, in Hanafi masjid, alhamdulillah. Well, Maulana, what's his name? I forgot his name. Maulana Awais was there for many years, mashallah. He did great khidmat. And then Allah Ta'ala willed the musalla to be closed down, right, in Richmond Hill. So once, when I used to go there, they used to usually tell me to talk or ta'lim or something. So if it was daily ta'lim, their ta'lim after. So I didn't ta'lim. So I read the hadith, ta'had al-Quran, fa'ulladhi nafsi biyadilahu ashad. From Fadail Amal, from other sheikhs. So, mashallah, Arabs, mashallah, Arabs are Arabs. So, a brother spoke out, Tafallutan. I said, Tafassiyan. He said, Tafallutan. I said, it's Tafassiyan here. He goes, it's not in narration. I looked at him and I said, it's not in narration. So I closed the book and I said, "Tahadul Quran for Ladi Nafsi Bihadi Lahu Ashadu Min Al-Fiqh." Tahadul Quran for Ladi Nafsi Bihadi Lahu Ashadu Tafassim Min Al-Fiqh. Tahadul Quran. Why? I learned it off by heart, so I know the narration. So I'm repeating it. So it's Tafassiyan, Tafassiyan, Sad, Sad, Siyan. It's not Tafallutan. And I know what hadith he was talking about, because Imam An-Nawawi has narrated with Tafallutan, and he said, "Muttafaq Alay." Muttafaq Alay means Bukhari and Muslim. You know what? And I learned it, Tafassiyan, in Fadail A'mal of Hazrat Shaykh, it was Tafassiyan, Ruahul Bukhari. So he said, I said to him, it is after the ta'lim, and after, okay, I said, relax. And after the ta'lim, I said to him, brother, it is in the hadith. He goes, no, it's Tafallutan. I go, there is a narration with Tafallutan too, the one that you're saying. But this narration, it says to Ruahul Bukhari, I go, this is 100% in narration, and I will bring the narration. So after that, when I came here, mashallah, I have all my books, right? So I took that Bukhari, and I said, look, the hadith, the Hadhul Quran, protect the Quran. فَوَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَهُ أَشَدُّ تَفَصِّيًا مِنَ الْإِبِلِ فِي أُكُلِهَا. That protect the Quran, keep guard of the Quran. I swear by that being in whose hands is my life, Sayyidina Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life, in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that it will escape faster from your hearts than a loose camel. And I saw in Dubai, when we went to the Dumbagi rides with the children, right? Then that time I got tacked upon the sunnah of riding a camel with my son Yusuf too. He rode a camel, I said, I'm going to go on a camel too, at least once in a lifetime, ride a camel, right? There's a sunnah, the Rasulullah rode a camel all the time. So I sat there, and then we went to the, you know, the desert for those Dumbagi rides, right? So I saw, alhamdulillah, I got to see the hadith of a camel tied like this. Both of its feet were tied like this with something. But why? And as soon as if it's untied, it'll run. Like if you see an animal on a leash, and as soon as it unleashes, what happens? It runs. So Rasulullah says, you let go of the Quran, it's going to disappear from your heart. Read the Quran. For us Hufaz, we have to make sure we're reading the Quran, until we climb all the stages of Jannah right up to the top, inshallah. Huh? And also make us amil with the Quran, with Sunnah, inshallah. So I said to him, the week after when I went, I told him, look brother, last week you said to me that this is not a word of hadith, it's not in the, and it is, it's in Bukhari Sharif. And the narration that you're mentioning, Tafallutan, it's, the words are like this, Ta'ahadu hadha al-Qur'an. It's got the word hadha, and then it's got Tafallutan, and that's in Muslim. Imam Muslim is totally sahih too. All the hadiths of Imam Muslim is sahih too. But what is the status of Asahul Kutub Ba'da Kitabillah is Bukhari Sharif. And I go, Hazrat Shaykh Kutub Al-Aktab Muhammad. So now when you said it's not a narration, number one is you're saying this person who wrote the book, you know who this is? I love him and I respect him like more than any alim of this time. And that's my father kept my name after his name, Muhammad Zakariya. Kutub Al-Aktab, Muhammad Zakariya, Rahmullah, he was buried in Jannat Al-Baqi. Right? Shaykh Muhammad Zakariya, when he used to be in Makkah, Medina, ulamas used to come and kiss his forehead. The Maliki Imams, Imam Maliki Alawi of Makkah al-Mukarramah used to kiss his forehead, he used to call him Abi. And he said he's written the greatest shara on the Mu'atta of Imam Malik. Qad hannafa al-Mu'atta. He's made the Mu'atta into a Hanafi. Sheikh Maliki used to say about this book. He right there. That's his Arabic collection. If you see his work, 20 alims of today cannot do the work he's done. That's just on Mu'atta of Imam Malik. And then Lamyo Darari and Kawkab al-Durri and Bukhari and Tirmidhi. SubhanAllah. All in Arabic. So people think it's Fadail Amal, we could easily get it. Jahil people, they don't know nothing. So I said to him, so first of all, you're saying this Musannif didn't know, or first we can just make it very light and say the person who wrote the book or misprint in the, people have always misprint. I go, okay, so the printers or the misprint, or the Qatib who wrote it, he made a mistake. If not, then we go to Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith. If not, then we go to who? The narrators of Hadith. Imam Bukhari, who are, that they made a mistake. If not, then we go to the Sahabi, na'uzubillah. And then, if not, then it goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You mean this? You said this word is not in the Arabic language? You mean Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't know Arabic? He quiet. I go, brother, before you speak about hadith, be careful. And it's told, tafallutan is in this. It's the fadl of Allah. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. I told you I'm not even that much of a muhaddith. I'm a jahil. But when a person acts upon his knowledge, and that was when I was a student, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's feet mubarak, and my shaykh, then ta'abir of it, that you will act upon hadith, right? And no matter what a person claims to me, I can't claim that I act upon hadith. Yes, for sure, I had the tawajjuh and du'a in the interpretation of my sheikhs, the dream that I had in the interpretation, inshallah. But at the end of the day, if Allah snatches my iman, I'm gone. So I can't say, I cannot claim my purity until I die with iman, and nobody could. Just telling you, but when you act upon hadith, you can actually challenge. And I've done it. SubhanAllah, many times. I've explained one hadith. I said, try to explain this hadith. I said to a Sheikh al-Hadith, and he couldn't explain it. I go there, join it with this hadith. And he freaked out. I go there, alhamdulillah. وَوَيْلُ لِلْعَقَابِ النَّارِ. Because when the hadith comes in Riyaz al-Salihin, Abu Dawud Sharif, where the Sahabi Rasulullah SAW said to go and read your salat again, and his pants were under his ankles, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah does not accept the salat of a musbilul izar, a person who hangs. But Rasulullah sallam didn't say that lift your izar. He said, go and do wudu again. So he's telling him to do wudu again, and he's telling him that Allah does not accept a salat of a person who hangs his pants under his ankle, and he's telling him to do wudu again. So what does the hadith? Abu Dawud has narrated this hadith. So simple way of getting out of it is weak hadith. That's not, it's not even whatever. But what's the answer to it? So I explain this. Inshallah, when the hadith come, I'll tell you. These are a little bit ilmi stuff. It's not really for the public ears. It's a little bit more. The more important thing is when we learn a hadith, act upon it. So you know this one dua. So tomorrow, when you hear adhan, say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika la. Right? Now, the people who don't know Arabic, they're scared. Or they can't remember. We're 50 years old, 60 years old, we can't remember. They can't remember because obviously in old age. But if you could, alhamdulillah, it's very easy, you can even wake up. And if you can't, Allah, I'm pleased with you as my Lord. I'm pleased with Sayyidina Muhammad as the messenger. I'm pleased with Islam as my deen. Allah, میں خوش ہوں تو میرا رب ہے نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم میرا نبی ہے میں خوش ہوں کہ اسلام میرا دین ہے. That's Urdu. In Gujarati, Tamil, I don't know Tamil. Understand? Make life easy. But you know what? Try to learn the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Arabic. The best. But when you can't, at least every hadith that you hear, try to at least act upon it before you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Malik rahmahullah alayhi, or one of the salaf, when he was on his deathbed or when he was very sick in his last days, he said, go call the barber. In those days, the barber also used to do a hajama and used to do taking out of the bad blood. What's it called? Hajama, right? You know how they and that's sunnah. It's a very lovely sunnah. Understand? Our doctor Wahid, who my friend, he's also a doctor. He's a qualified doctor. He's a doctor here. And then he told me he's learning. He went to go to learn circumcision and also hajama from a professional doctor in Dubai. So he's a doctor already in a hospital, but he's also, so if a person wants, you know, Dr. Wahid, he'll be coming here for zikr today too. He comes usually on Fridays too. So it's a sunnah. It's a very great sunnah. Hajama, it's a cure for a lot of things, right? To take out the bad blood. So when he was on his deathbed, he's asking for a hajama. So they say, Hazrat, you're weak. You're dying now. And you're going to do hajjama in this state? He goes, yes, because all those narrations came to me about hajjama, and in my life I have not done hajjama. How can I show my face to the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when I have not acted upon this sunnah? This is the way the Salaf used to act upon Quran and hadith. Try to act upon every hadith. And to such extent, I've even done rafi yadain in salat. The hadith of Bukhari, you know, lifting hands, the Shafi and the Malikis, they lift their hands. So I've even done them between the, I've done all of them. Whenever I read nafil, not in front of people because they'll get confused. Oh, I thought he was a Hanafi, now he's becoming something else, a freelancer, jumping from here to there. You know, I know I'm not that, I'm a strong Hanafi. But when I read the hadith, it's not against the madhab, or it's not, then I even act upon the hadith quietly, maybe once in a year, or when I read the narrations, then I might act upon those hadiths too. Nothing wrong with it. This is what I've learned from the Salaf. This is the people I've stayed with, Quran and hadith. People talk and they talk about knowledge, but they don't have it in them. And nor do I do. Otherwise, my heart is full of blackness that I still have to work a lot on my heart. We all do. Nobody can claim his purity. But most important thing is, I teach one dua per 1 week or something like that. So you act upon it. You act upon it. And I love when somebody says, I act upon it. I love somebody when they come to me and say, what dua did you teach? Or can we find it? And mashallah, brothers do. They do ask me, what dua did you read? What dua? Why? They want to act upon it. So Quran and Hadith is to act upon. Otherwise, it's just going to be against us. Allah make Quran and Hadith for us. SubhanAllah, Yuhamdi, SubhanAllah, Mashallah, 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 Mash